This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Three people are in the race for U.S. Senator from Ohio, but only about 1 in 10 Ohioans have ever heard of one of the candidates. P.G. Sittenfeld has been campaigning all over the state, but still remains largely unknown. Joining me this morning to talk about the race, WVXU's politics reporter, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So why does P.G. Sittenfeld continue on if he is not making any impression?
Well, Marianne, the Chicago Cubs are down 2-0 in the National League Championship Series, but they still have a chance to win that series.
Who's got the better chance there?
but, you know, in PG's case, he's even a bigger underdog at this point because, you know, you have polling, Quinnipiac polling, that says 86% of Ohioans cannot tell you, do not know enough about him to form an opinion, either favorable or unfavorable. And back in August, that was 88%. So it dropped like 2% over a couple of months. It's almost like he has to go out and individually win over Ohio Democrats. Well, there's too many of them. And I'm not sure he has the resources to do it. But he probably stays in because he sees himself as a person with a future as a statewide candidate in some other election, possibly, you know, for some other office, as long as he doesn't alienate the entire Democratic Party establishment.
Now, is he making an impression on anyone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's making an impression. He's starting to, anyway. I mean, he had a pretty good thing going last week during the Democratic presidential debate, where he had the money to be able to run some ads on CNN in some very Democratic media markets in Ohio. And they were ads basically saying Democrats have a grand tradition of debating, and Ted Strickland has so far refused to debate me. We need to discuss the issues. They were very good ads. And they were seen by mostly a Democratic audience because it was a Democratic presidential debate. So that may have made some impression, but you have to follow that up with more. And the question is whether or not he'll have the resources to spend a great deal of money on TV advertising.
Well, what made those ads particularly smart?
Well, because they were within a Democratic presidential debate. Who's watching that? Democrats, Ohio Democrats, most of whom were in TV markets, where they know very little about P.G. Sittenfeld, and they were seeing him for the first time. And if he made a favorable impression on them, all the better for him. And he made a pretty good argument saying, look, you know, we should at least have debates and talk about the issues head-to-head with Ted Strickland, but Ted Strickland doesn't seem to be interested in that.
Now, does Sittenfeld have the money to compete against Strickland?
Well, as of the end of September, he had about $784,000 in the bank. Ted Strickland had about $1.5 million in the bank. He has, you know, a lot more money, obviously. Now, that both of them pale in comparison to the man they're trying to unseat, the Republican incumbent, Rob Portman. He has $11 million to play with, and he can get $11 million more and more and more.
Why won't Strickland debate Sittenfeld?
Well, it's not hard to understand. I mean, he knows, you know, he is the favorite. He is the overwhelming favorite to win this primary. And there's no reason for him politically to give P.G. Sittenfeld a stage on a statewide basis to get himself known. And if you go and if you debate someone, there's always a chance that you make a mistake or you fall down on your flat on your face or you make a big gaffe. And why take the risk when you are already the overwhelming favorite?
Just briefly, how long can Sittenfeld keep this up?
Well, he could keep it up till the end if he wants. I am sure. I mean, he has a super PAC that's raising money on the side for him. you know, it's hard to say. You know, it's totally up to him. And he could stay in this thing and wait and hope that lightning strikes and maybe he could pull off some kind of win.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. You can read his column and his stories at WVXU.org.